First impression of Cleveland?
Yeah, well, of the practice.
Practice? Definitely high tempo, you know, different from, way different from college, but, you know, faster tempo, faster pace. I feel like I had a good taste of it coming into it, and I felt like I was ready for it. So that, picking up the plays as fast as I can. Yeah.
Josh, this would seem to be an ideal situation. They obviously need receivers, and do you think kind of guy that can make an immediate impact on the Celtics?
I feel like I can. I definitely feel like I can, knowing the guys that they we already have here, and help learn from them and what they teach me, and watching the guys in front of me. I definitely feel like I could pick it up pretty fast. With the playbook, taking notes and stuff like that in meetings, I definitely feel like I can help. Yes, sir.
What have you done since July 12th when they drafted you?
Since July 12th? I was out here actually the next day, working out here, trying to get into the playbook, catch up with the guys that, the rookies that already been here and back in the spring. So, yeah.
What was your reaction getting picked in the second round?
I was shocked, you know, very unexpected. But at the same time, it was very humbling and a grateful experience. If anything, the best day of my life.
Now, when you say shocked, you know,
right.
I would guess you don't mean that you were shocked because you don't think you were worth a second round pick.
Right,
how,
I mean,
how do you mean that you were shocked? Why?
I mean, because that being it's a supplemental draft, and you know, I got a lot of people telling me, you know, maybe not as high as the second round, such and such, lower, third, fourth, you know. Maybe not even drafted, you know, signed. So when it was that early, when I seen the Browns had the second pick, you know, it was, you know, I was definitely happy and grateful for it. But at the same time, it was just so quick. It happened so fast. It was, didn't really have time for me to register, you know.
We can all see that you have plenty of size. How much speed do you have? And in addition to answering that, how would you characterize yourself overall as a receiver?
I wouldn't like to just throw myself into one category and just say possession or just say deep threat. I want to just, if I could, label myself just as a playmaker, another body out there to help utilize offense and get some plays going and help maximize what we could do.
Hey, Josh, were you able to go full go out there, or did you have to ease up a little bit because of your recent?
I mean, I was going the pace of the tempo that we were out going out there. I know we're going to pick it up a whole lot more. So, but because of the leg and whatnot, I mean, definitely taking it in smaller steps, baby steps to get there. But, I mean, the leg is fine. You know, just hearing our trainers want to make sure we do all the things the right way so I can come back in a full recovery.
I'm sure you've been working out, but do you feel like you have a lot of making up to do because you haven't played in a couple of years?
I don't feel that way. I mean, while I was at Utah, I was playing that the 2011-2012. I was out there practicing, so I did practice and play and worked out and conditioned and lift weights. I mean, with the team and everything coming into this past spring when I was out of school trying to get back into school back home. I was working out on my own as well, so I don't feel as though I just missed out on a whole lot. I mean, football is something I've done my whole life, so I mean. If anything, I feel like I could just, you know, it's like riding a bike almost.
How hard did you have to work to convince them that the issues that led to leaving Baylor are behind you? Did you have to work to convince the Browns that the issues
definitely,
are behind
definitely.
You?
Definitely, yes, sir. Yeah, I had to explain my story to everybody multiple times, convince them, try to instill as much trust in them as I could with myself and my character and the way I could. The way I want them to see me as a changed individual. And no thoughts of ever trying to backtrack.
Tom, had a failed test at Utah?
There was a failed test, but, you know, definitely something I wanted to get past. You know, coming out here, I have a new experience, a new foundation to get started. And I don't really plan on looking back in the past anymore and can only look towards my future.
How do you stay on the right path? How do you stay on the right track?
For me, I mean, it goes without saying. Just having an opportunity to be out here, you know, is definitely all the motivation that I need to feel as though I need to stay on the right path. And seeming as I'm already a guy with a spotty background, it would make no sense for me to ever try to get back to doing the stuff that I was doing. I mean, I have no thoughts of ever trying to be that person or be the bad guy that everybody knows, like, expected him to do it. I don't want to be that person.
Well,
What's it going to take from yourself and the other offensive rookies to help improve an offense that struggled last year?
An offense that struggled? I felt as though they were just trying to get their, you know, their cohesiveness as a new unit together. I know a lot of those guys are younger and rookies on the team. And, I mean, I feel with the guys that we just drafted, we could definitely help a whole lot to try to move up a new level, get some more wins on the season. I'm definitely just trying to be out there and add another piece to the offensive weapon that we have all together as one. So,
yeah. With all the work, all the research that Browns did, talking to you and everything, that the team expected to take you in the supplemental draft?
I had an idea. I mean, it was a couple teams that said they might. You know, just wasn't for sure as to what round or when they would do it. But, yes, sir, they did.
Looked like you're doing a lot of coaching out there. You know, after every rep or a bunch of reps, guys, each coach will pull you aside. What is the main thing they're trying to get across?
You know, just making sure I do everything the right way. From the guys that's been doing it, if they felt as though they seen something wrong or something I could adjust, being the split or the way I get in and out of a break or something like that, they just want to, you know, give their input on every specific detail, and I appreciate that because I need to learn as much as I can to catch up, you know.
Hey, Josh, Tom Hechert told us that he drilled you pretty hard about off-the-field issues in your past, and he felt like you told him exactly what he needed to hear. Mm-hmm. So what was your message to him?
I mean, pretty much the same thing I've been telling you guys. You know, definitely a changed person. The things that happened were such a long time ago, and the fact that it's been that there's this many people in such a prestigious organization like this holding their, you know, their jobs and their necks out on the line for a guy like me, it says a lot about them, you know, their character, and I just want to, you know, meet them halfway on that agreement, and if they're going to be willing to do this for me, I want to just be willing to reciprocate with the same thing for them.
How much more complex is what you're doing offensively? What you've learned here so far compared to what you were doing at Utah and Baylor?
At Utah, I was just doing scout team stuff, you know. At Baylor, we ran a spread. You know, we ran 5 wide, 4 wide, hardly empty in the backfield. I mean, we didn't really have an extensive playbook, so it really couldn't compare to what the NFL offense is like.
Josh, have you gotten any advice in the last 2 weeks from any old teammates like Robert Griffin?
Yeah, I talked to Rob, Kendall Wright, a couple guys. Got a teammate here, Phil Taylor, my old teammate back at Baylor. We talk all the time. They try to motivate me, you know, stay in tune to what I'm doing. Stay focused. You know, things make it hard, but, you know, definitely keep grinding.
Robert's not today. About the spotlight?
I mean, I can't compare to RG3's spotlight. Definitely can't. Definitely can't. You know, he's a phenomenon, but I mean, he's still giving me his advice, you know, and his support, and I appreciate that.
Last one, Andy. Yeah, was today kind of surreal for you, the fact that you were in the NFL on the field, and were there days when you thought you'd never make it here?
There were a lot of days I thought I wouldn't make it here, you know. It was for a long time going back. I mean, I was thinking I was going to have to, you know, just be working a 9-to-5, trying to get back into school was my main concern, you know. Now the fact that this is my new 9-to-5, you know, it definitely is something that I'm in shock about, you know, and it's going to take a while. Probably still hasn't even hit me or settled in yet exactly as to what, you know, the opportunity I have out here with these guys, and it's new, but I'm definitely trying to get used to it. Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you.